Alrighty, so I think Inon had asked the question a little bit ago about writing BSD or BH or Beis HaMachtalet and Beis Hay on the top of pieces of paper, Baruch Hashem, Be'ezrus Hashem, excuse me, and Be'ezrus Hashem, and B'siyata Deshmei on the top of pieces of paper. So what's the story with that? So most of this is based on a tshuva from Rav Avadja and Yechaved As, Chilek Gimel Simen Ayin Ches, and he says the following. He's asked, Ha'im Mutter Luchtov Beis Hay, which he says is Rosh HaTevos for Be'ezrus Hashem, not Baruch Hashem. So Be'ezrus Hashem B'Rosh HaMechtavim V'Igros, are we allowed to write? Be'ez Hay, Be'ezrus Hashem on the top of our letters. O Yesh Lachu Shema Yesh Lichun Lashma, maybe they're going to be thrown in the trash. V'Nimtz Hashem Hashem Mutab B'Bizayon. If we do that, so we know it represents Be'ezrus Hashem, so the Shem Shemaim is going to be Mutal B'Bizayon, it's going to be put in, it's going to be left in a disgraceful manner. So he quotes a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Yud Chesam of Be'ez 18b that says the following, the Yevanim made a decree and they forbid the Jewish people from being Maskir Shem Shemaim, meaning that we weren't allowed to say Shem Hashem. However, when the Chashmonaim were victorious and defeated the Greeks, so they instituted mentioning Shem Shemaim even on documents. What would they write? Kachayu Kosvim Bishnas Kach Vikach Yochanan Kohen Gadol Lekel Elyon. It was in the year, whatever it was, Yochanan Kohen Gadol Lekel Elyon. But when Chazal heard this, when the Chachamim heard this, they were very upset. Why? Because, okay, very nice, you have a shtar, you have a document that says Reuven owes Shimon money, but when Reuven pays Shimon back, what's going to happen? L'machar zeh parei es chovo, he's going to pay back his loan. V'nimtza shtar, again, that has Shem Shemaim on it. L'kel elyon, it's going to be mutal ba'ashpa. It's going to be left in the garbage. It's going to be a terrible bizayon, a disgrace to Shem Shemaim. And because of this, they were mevatel this minhag. They said there's no more writing l'kel elyon on top of papers. So much so that they even made a yomtiv the day they were mevatel the minhag. And this is passing in the Ramah in Yoredei Simin Reish Ayin Vav Seif Yud Gimel, where the Ramah says that we should not lichatchila write Shem Shemaim in Tzfarim. Excuse me, because of this concern that the papers, the letters, the Tzfarim will end up in a state of Bizayon. And he even says we should tread lightly with the word Shalom, which we know is one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is paskened by the Tashbetz and the Shudrad Baz. And further, the Ramah tells us also in Reish Ayin Vav Seif Yud that if there is a great, great need, a person can erase a double yud. We know double yud stands for Hashem. So one can erase that if there's a great need. But what's the mashmos of that is the implication is that if there's no great tzarech, if there's no great need, then you really shouldn't be erasing a double yud because, again, it's commonly understood as a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's all with regards to what? Erasing Shem Shemayim. But what about writing Beis Hay or BH? Or Beis HaMachtalet, BSD, B'siyata D'Shemayim. So Rav Avadja says the whole problem is only if there's Shem Shemayim Beferish, but a Rashi Tevos is not going to be problematic at all. Rav Avadja writes the following. He quotes from the Chidah that one can write BH or Beis Hay on the top of a letter, and he quotes from a Rabbi Eliezer Nachum. I don't know who that is, but he authors the Sefer Zikaron, or Zichron Nachum, excuse me, who says that even racing a Hay with an apostrophe or a chipchik would be okay. We know Hay apostrophe is always going to be Hashem, but still, since it's just a remez to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's an allusion to Hashem's name, then it would be okay. He quotes the Sefer Chassidim, who says you can even raise two yuds next to one another, right? And he quotes from the Ramah that there's even more room to be lenient because we don't write in Ksav Ashuris. We're not going to get into that right now, but we see that the idea is that as long as you're not writing Shem Shemayim, Shem Hashem, Beferush, it's going to be okay to erase. He does note the Rugged Chavar, who says we shouldn't be writing Beis Hay on the top of a letter. And he quotes others as well who are in that camp. But he then quotes the following. He quotes from the Sefer Toldos Yitzchak, Parshas Mitzorah. I don't know who the Toldos Yitzchak is. He quotes from Rabbi Yitzchak Cairo. I never saw the Sefer. But he says, not only is it okay, it's recommended. Why is it recommended? So we remind ourselves of a Kadosh Baruch Hu as much as possible, as often as possible. And he says, "B'chol derechecha de'ehu." He uses that pasuk, "B'chol derechecha de'ehu," as the reasoning, meaning we should always be reminding ourselves. We have to be aware and cognizant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as best to the best of our ability. And writing B'siyat D'Shemayim, writing Be'ezrus Hashem, would be a great way to do so. I think I remember hearing once, I forget who, but one of the Ger Rebbes, I don't know if it was the Pnei Menachem, but he had letters. You know, a lot of people have letterhead. You know, has their name on it, maybe their address, whatever it is. But I think when they printed it for him, they printed it with a Beis Samach Dal at the top right-hand side of the page. And he was very, you know, I don't know if he was upset, but he had preferred if he did it on his own. And the reason being is that he wanted to make sure that he would be writing Beis HaMachdalot on his own. He didn't like this idea of someone else doing it for him. He dafka wanted at the beginning of every single letter that he would write, he would put down the Beis HaMachdalot. It was almost like a shtickled tefillah for himself to say, whatever I'm writing, it should be done with B'siyata D'Shmaya. Rav Avadya does quote Rav Moshe, who's Meikel. I heard, I think, from a shir from one of Rav Arya Leibowitz, who we've heard from in school before, but he quoted Rav Moshe, who says you're allowed to write Beis Hay on the top of letters. And he says there's little chance that these things are going to be erased. He said it might be thrown out, but it won't get erased. But he says there's no reason to encourage this custom necessarily. He also says, Rav Moshe, that you shouldn't be writing Beis HaMachdalot or BH or anything like that if there's going to be some sort of Rechilos Lashon Hara, you know, Dvar Masurim written down on the piece of paper. And again, Rabbi Leibowitz quoted Rav Moshe Sternbach. This wasn't quoted in the Tshuva Rav Avadya, but Rav Sternbach says there's no issue with writing Beis HaMachdalot, BH. And Rav Sternbach differentiated between the double yud, because he felt the double yud was mamish, a substitution for Shem Hashem. So it has a little bit more chashivos, but the Beis HaMachdalot is not a substitute for Shem Shemayim. I'll just end off with a quick little maisa, and then just a sikum from Rav Avadya. The Yid HaKadosh of Pshischa, they say a story when he was cheder as a little boy. So he was reading a pasuk and he got to the end of the pasuk and he finished it. You know, what let's just say is Vayedaber Hashem Moshe Le'emor, and then he says Ado Hashem. He says Shem Shemayim. So the Melamed says, "What are you doing?" And he says, "What do you mean? There are two Yidden at the end of the pasuk." And he says, "What do you mean?" And he said, "Well, I was taught, you know, last year, but the Melamed said that." It was last year, or you taught us the other day, Rabbi, whatever he said. But he said, anytime that those two dots are next to each other, it looks like two yods, so then, you know, then you read Shem Shemayim. And the Malamid said, no, that's true when the two yods are next to one another, but the end of the pasuk, you know how they have those two diamonds. So the yid, as a little boy, was interpreting those two little diamonds as yods. So the Malamid told him, and the yid, later on in life, reflected on this line from the Malamid, but he said, we only say Shem Shemayim, we only read it as Shem HaShemayim when they're next to each other, but when one Yud is on top of another Yud, then you can't say Shem HaShemayim. Meaning, and the Yid Darshan, that when one Yid is on top of another Yid, so to speak, when he is being sholeit, when he is trying to overpower another Jew, then you can't say Shem HaShemayim. But when two Yidin are next to each other, then you can be Korei Shem HaShemayim, you can say Shem HaShemayim. So that was a cute idea that we're talking about reading Shem HaShemayim, and that Rav Sternbach was saying that two Yuds next to one another is mamish a substitution for Shem HaShem, so it has a little bit more chashivas than the B'siyat D'Shmaya. That being said, Rav Avadya writes in his sikum that mutar lichtov beis hay, you're allowed to write Bezus Hashem or B'siyat D'Shmaya, anything like that. Berosh HaMichtavim, you're allowed to do that. And not only that, he encourages it. V'chei nagu, he says, it's v'tov v'nachol nasoskin, it's a nice idea. The more we do that, the more cognizant we will be of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the more B'siyat D'Shmaya we will have.